And we have one more item that deals with the court, because I don't want to have them have to remain here for another hour or whatever, or 40 minutes or whatever we're going to take for lunch. So the next item on the agenda is discussion of an MOU. Tony, how long is that going
to
take?
Hopefully not, but a few minutes. Yep. And I'll be honest with you, rather than try to get through the audio-visual to call up a few text slides, which I had planned, I would like for you to just turn to the Memorandum of Understanding in your book and the staff evaluation.
Yep.
This is a discussion item on behalf of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
We'll reconvene at 1:30. Go ahead.
Requesting acceptance of a Memorandum of Understanding to protect subaqueous ecosystem restoration project sites on state-owned submerged lands within the Lynnhaven River watershed. Would like to start off by saying the purpose of the ecosystem restoration projects is to restore wetlands, submerged aquatic vegetation, and hard reef habitat, which you've all heard about this morning. And you heard from the Corps of Engineers what the parameters of their overall Lynnhaven restoration project included. Several aspects of this project include encroachment over state-owned submerged lands. We've previously permitted, and you heard about the SAV site today. The Commission just acted on this one specific reef site. The objective of the MOU is to outline a conservation land use management approach that provides a suitable mechanism for protecting habitat restoration project sites located on state-owned submerged lands, channeled of mean low water, under the jurisdiction of the Marine Resources Commission, that cannot be protected through traditional real estate transactions. Typically, what the Corps would require when they work with a local sponsor is ownership interest in that area where they are building a project. The city can't get ownership here. They have the lease. They get permits to do this work, but they can't get ownership of the land. In fact, Section 28.2-1200.1 prohibits the Commonwealth from granting or conveying submerged lands to any public or private entity. So we just can't provide ownership interest to the city for these projects. So with that, the Corps wants to try and identify a mechanism that serves to protect these restoration projects so that other activities don't destroy or degrade those. And they would like to then enter into this memorandum agreement, which provides some requirements for the city. The Corps would utilize the memorandum agreement and provide some requirements or stipulations of how we will act here at the Marine Resource Commission with regard to other potential projects in and around the reef sites or the SAV restoration sites. So we would work with the city to renew their leases as they come up under applicable law. They'd have to comply with the law to get their leases. We would review joint permit applications for any projects, which we did today. So nothing is foregone at this point. Nothing is pre-approved as a result of the memorandum. We have to go through permit process for any future projects. We would give the city and the Corps opportunity to comment on projects that might have some effect on the project. If something were to occur nearby, we'd give them an opportunity to comment. We could bring things to the Commission to determine if there was going to be an effect or not. If there wasn't, then we can move forward. But it also gives the Corps a chance to work with us to allow for permits to be issued in and around the site that might be seen as having some effect. Also, we wouldn't grant permits to be actually over the site unless it was something that was a common law right, like a pier or some other project that was recognized as authorized by, say, statute. We don't really think that we're going to be permitting anything over these sites. We can't really envision that. Our permits to the city authorize them to construct things. It authorizes them to be there in perpetuity. But that in and of itself is not satisfactory to the Corps for their land use protections. And so they wanted this MOU with the stipulations in it that we will work with the Corps to make sure that these areas are protected in the future for all intents and purposes. So with that said, that's the basis of the MOU. I certainly would rely on the Corps to provide any further policy amplification of what their procedures are, their legal requirements are, but that's the gist of why we would enter into this memorandum agreement. So it would be staff's recommendation that you recognize or accept the memorandum agreement and then authorize the commissioner to sign the memorandum agreement on behalf of the agency, and then we would continue to work with the Corps in the city to make sure these areas are protected in the future.
Kelsey, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I've reviewed it. Really, my only comment was that since it essentially talks about what the commission can't approve new permits that are reasonably expected to adversely affect the project, the commission has to authorize the commissioner to sign it.
Mr. Ballard?
How does this differ from the normal procedure that would be given to a private leaseholder or permit holder?
Kelsey?
Yeah.
So essentially, if so, let's say there's, I don't know, reef balls planned. Someone wants to put reef balls on the lease, right? Other than Norfolk as a city, then our job in considering that permit doesn't just include all the normal factors. It also includes, under this agreement, whether or not that project is reasonably expected to adversely affect the project, the restoration project that the city in Norfolk District is undertaking. And if we determine that, yes, it is reasonably expected to adversely affect the project, then we cannot approve it unless Norfolk District and the city agree.
Follow up.
That sounds like a potential landmine.
That's why I said it needs to be brought before the commission.
Any project in a system that might reasonably impact any restoration project, not just adjacent leases?
No. The project referenced in this agreement. So I'm not entirely sure all that might be involved in that, but my understanding is that it's
specific to the Lynn Haven.
Specific.
It's specific to the Lynn Haven and specific to Corps and city projects that are either been permitted or could be permitted in the future in the Lynn Haven.
Ms. Ever?
To clarify, I mean, with regards to the Lynn Haven ecosystem restoration study, the three sites that we saw before.
That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Ballard?
So potentially if someone wanted to put an oyster reef that might catch on their private lease that might catch more spat or take spat away from the restoration project, they could then protest to that because it would impact their...
I mean, I think theoretically they could. We would coordinate with them first, and they say, yes, it's detrimental, we don't like it, we don't want it. I think then we come to the commission and say, do you think it has a reasonable effect? And if you say no, I think we can move forward. If you say yes, it will have a reasonable effect, then we've got to get their permission to allow that project to go forward that might affect that restoration project.
And I guess what I'm struggling with is why we would grant another body more protections than your average leaseholder or aquaculturist would get, who take the same risk, put out the same amount of dollars, and they're not given those protections. Why does it make sense to give it to the Corps of Engineers or the city?
I don't want to speak for the Corps of Engineers, but I assume it's because they're spending $35 million or so to do these projects as public monies. But I don't want to make light of that at all by that comment. But what I want to say is what the Corps has asked us is that they feel they need a little bit greater level of assurance that these areas will be protected. Whenever we issue permits here at the Commission, for one thing, and someone else comes along with another project, it's always subjected to that public interest review, and a great bit of weight is put on what effect it might have on that previously been permitted project. These sites, it's kind of hard to imagine what you could see permitted at the site or near the site that would really have this kind of detrimental effect, but I guess it could happen, and the Corps has articulated to us that they feel they need that extra property interest or that extra level of protection of these sites in order to spend the public monies to implement these projects. Without it, they can't spend the money to implement these projects.
And we could probably, correct me if I'm wrong, go this route, or if necessary, go the legislative route.
That would be the alternative, it would seem to me, to have some provision in law that gives them the ownership interest in the property. And then we as a commission have no authority over the land.
I'd rather have it here than have not that the legislature doesn't do always the right thing, but I like that legislative.
I'll also say if there are like language changes, just throwing it out, if we wanted to make it that we wouldn't approve new permits that are reasonably expected to significantly adversely affect the project, we could offer that. Obviously, it's to make an agreement. So if the Army Corps or the city didn't think that was acceptable, then you know, we'd be back here.
Further questions? Mr. Zadrin.
Personally, I don't feel like this MOU is specific enough. And what I'm talking about here, this is like one of these things, is not grant any incompatible permits over the restoration sites as determined by permission. Well, you know, if we're talking about affecting the lease that they have for the restoration site, I agree with that. But then again, the one before that says not approve new permits that are reasonably expected to adversely affect the project as determined by the commission. That's really speculative. I mean, it could be the guy that's got the lease that adjoins this thing. So I don't think it's specific enough. You know, in the first thing, it says agree to renew any oyster release used for the project. Well, to me, that's saying we want you to protect the right for us to have that land for the forever for that project. So okay. Some of this stuff I say yeah to, and some of them it's too speculative.
Is court here?
Yeah.
Can you come forward, Bob? I have a question for you. I think we're getting to the point now where there's some questions involved.
Yes, sir.
How about a committee? How about I send two down from the agency, and you have two? We work on this to try to polish it up a little bit more?
Sure.
That'd be fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm appointing a committee of Mr. Ballard, Mr. Zadrin, to work with the court to get this memorandum and understanding straightened out. We're breaking for lunch. Firm here at 1:30.